Ireland's earliest history is quite literally written in stone. It's a history that can be traced through the fossil record, the remains of ancient creatures, plants and animals that are preserved within rocks. They lived here long before humans did, long before even the dinosaurs roamed the earth. And it's not just on our coastlines or on remote rocky outcrops that we find these fossils. Often we're walking on them or walking past them every day without even realising it. A new campaign from University College Cork, The Great Irish Fossil Hunt, is inviting the public to help uncover and record this ancient history and send in photographs which will be used to create a new fossil map of Ireland to be launched later this year. To talk about Ireland's remarkable fossil heritage, I'm joined now by Maria McNamara, Professor of Paleontology at UCC. Maria, you're very welcome indeed to the History Show.
Nice to be here. Thank you, Miles.
Now, most of these fossils are from a time before the dinosaurs. Ireland, to put it mildly, was a very, very different place then, wasn't it?
It was. I mean, during the Carboniferous period, where most of Ireland's fossils are from, Ireland was actually located in the southern hemisphere. So we were 10 degrees south of the equator. In terms of what that means, that's like the Bahamas. It was fabulous. It was warm. There was a shallow, warm sea, lots teeming with life. I mean, it was fabulous, really. And, you know, we see the life forms, all of the animals that lived in that shallow sea, we now see preserved in the limestones that underlie about 70% of this country. So we have tropical corals. We have tropical shellfish, such as clams. We've got tropical sea snails. We've got tropical fish and trilobites, little woodlouse-like creatures. We've got remains of all of these preserved in our rocks.
And where would you find, for example, some of the fossils that go back that far, to go back 500 million years, to that wonderful time when Ireland was the Bahamas?
Well, you don't have to go far at all. So obviously, you know, if you go to any place where rocks are actually exposed, so natural outcrops of rocks along the beach, you know, on mountains, those are good places generally to look for rocks. Specifically for the Carboniferous rocks, I would encourage people, you know, go to the Burren. The Burren has loads of Carboniferous limestone exposed, but you can also get limestone exposed in nearly every county of the country. So, you know, you get limestones exposed in Kerry, in Cork, Hookhead at Wexford has got lots of limestone, and North County Dublin has got plenty of limestone. Mayo and Sligo has extraordinary examples of limestone with fossils. But, you know, all of these places, you know, if you live far from these places, you might be wondering, well, that's not much good to you if you live in Longford or in Offaly. But the great news is you can find lots of Irish fossils in the building stones that are used in our villages and our towns and our cities. So that grey stone you might see on the footpath or in the gutter or on a wall, that's almost certainly our Irish limestone. And it is jam-packed full of fossils. So we run fossil walks in towns around the country where we show people, look, this is what you can find in the wall of the bank, on the floor of the shopping centre. So you can find fossils literally on your way to get a pint of milk. You don't have to go far at all.
Now, you're unlikely, I think, to find dinosaurs, at least on the evidence that we have at the moment, because I think we've only found two dinosaurs or fossils of two dinosaurs in Ireland. Pretty miserable count, isn't it?
Well, that's all we've found so far. And as the story goes, those two fossils were found by accident, by a teacher walking their dog along the beach in Waterloo Bay in County Antrim. And I mean, when you think about it, the chances of finding fossils increase the more people are out looking. So, you know, we really hope by encouraging the public to get out and about and just, you know, keep your eyes peeled and keep your eyes on the rocks. We really hope that, you know, the Irish public can find more.
Because we don't really have a tradition of fossil hunting. I mean, I know in the Victorian era, in the 19th century, mid to late 19th century in Britain, fossil hunters were all over the place, weren't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the UK The UK is really where the science of paleontology developed and originated. And, so they basically had, a 150 years head start on us. We were distracted with the formation of the Irish Free State and gaining our independence. And, they also, you see, the UK has a much better record of rocks from the time of the dinosaurs. So that really captured the public attention and the attention of scientists from a very early stage. But and here in Ireland, I guess, we have a legacy of, viewing rocks as commodities, as something to use to build the wall in the garden, to dig up to make a bit of space. But it's time we change that narrative and that we actually really start viewing, the rocks as what they really are, which is part of our natural heritage. They're part of our history, history that goes back a long way, but heritage nonetheless. And the fossils are really important because they tell us where we've come from. They tell us what Ireland, what this country was like in the past, before humans got here. So I actually see fossils as really critical, a really critical connection for Irish people to the land going back millions of years.
And is there any reason to believe that Britain would have far more fossils or should have far more fossils because of its geological construction than Ireland?
So Ireland and the UK, many elements of our geological history are shared. And, it is fair to say that they have more rocks, say, from the time of the dinosaurs than we do. Like our Mesozoic rocks, Jurassic Cretaceous rocks, these only are found in the north of the country, in Northern Ireland, particularly County Antrim. But, our Carboniferous limestones, where most of our fossils come from, these are the ones that are from before the dinosaurs. These are famous globally. So we are renowned for our really excellent fossils from that particular time period. And in fact, Irish fossils go back even older than that. We have fossils going back almost to the dawn of animal life. We have fossils dating back to 540 million years ago. So that's really when animals, multicellular creatures like us, were evolving. And we have some of the first evidence of early animals exposed here in Ireland on the rocks on Bray Head in County Wicklow. And we've got some other fossils which are globally important. So one of those would be the Valentia tetrapod trackway. So that is a series of footprints that was made by a giant salamander as it walked on the wet mud at the side of an ancient river over 400 million years ago. So, and those are the earliest accepted footprints made by a land animal ever, anywhere on the planet. There are some footprints that are a little bit, a few million years older in Poland, but they're very controversial. So our ones, our examples, the Valentia trackway, that is the oldest trackway made by a land animal. So that's amazing that we've got it right here in Ireland. And we also have evidence of the sort of the very oldest plants that grew on land that are from the Silurian period, about 440 million years ago. So we have fossils here in Ireland that are actually important on a global scale. And, we think that people should know about this and we should be proud of this.
But of course, anybody who goes out looking for fossils will want to nab a dinosaur. And the two dinosaurs that we have, which were the fossils were discovered in the as recently as the 1980s, we don't have no T-Rex, unfortunately.
No T-Rex, but one of those dinosaurs that we do have a bone from, it's Megalosaurus. So that's a predator, similar in stature to a T-Rex and, also a meat eater. So we have evidence of those types of very charismatic, very exciting predatory dinosaurs here. And as I said, it's just a matter of time. It's simply a matter of, getting out and seeing enough rocks, having enough eyes on the rocks. Every time, as a geologist, as a paleontologist, every time I go out in the field, I discover something new, even in places that I've been before. Because, the sea, the waves, storms, these churn up the sea floor, they turn over the rocks a little bit. So, you'll get fresh faces exposed. So it's always worth going back to the same places and, looking at them again, because you never know what the weather, what the sea will have thrown up.
And you've got a team of, I think, what is it, four paleontologists who are checking the results? What are you looking for people to do? To find something, to photograph it, to send it in to you, and then it'll be checked by one of your paleontologists?
Yeah, that's it. So as part of this campaign and the Great Irish Fossil Hunt, we are calling on the public to get out and about in these natural places and in our towns and cities. And if you see a fossil, take a photo. Doesn't have to be a fancy photo. Just use your phone. Just use your smartphone. Send it to us. We have a dedicated form on the website. It just asks you for your name, the location. So it'll ask you for the Google coordinates. And send us the photo. And then what we're going to do is we're going to check the photos, we're going to check the location, and we're going to go out and physically go to these, as many of these locations as possible. So what we're planning from June onwards is an awful lot of field work where we're going to be going to the places where the public have reported fossils. We're going to take all of those reports and we're going to put them on a new fossil map of Ireland that's going to show where you can find fossils, both in the natural settings, but also in our towns and cities, so that no matter where you live in the country, we're going to be able to say, well, this is where you can find fossils near you, near where you live.
And this continues up until the end of August, so people have the rest of the spring and all of the summer ahead of them to do this.
That's right. And you know, the weather is fabulous right now. There's no excuse. We're going to have a lovely lead into the Easter holidays. So there's plenty of time. And if people aren't sure if what they found is a fossil or not, you know, just drop us a line, drop us an email, or just submit it directly, because we'll be checking everything, all the submissions anyway. So people have until the end of August, and we'll be putting out reminders. So for instance, in June, we're going to do a fossil event here in Cork City. We're going to be part of the Carnival of Science on the 7th and 8th of June. So you can come, show us, talk to us about your fossils there. We're also going to run some fossil walks around the country in the middle of June, to try and stir up a bit more interest. And we'll be doing a lot of walks then, fossil walks for the public in August during Heritage Week. So, you know, there's plenty of opportunities for the public to come along and find out a little bit more about what fossils look like.
Well, it's a fascinating project and we look forward to seeing the results as you build this new fossil map of Ireland. And you can go to the UCC website, Ireland's Fossil Heritage, and there are photos, pictures there of all common fossils. You can check your fossil discovery against what's on the website. And you can also submit your finding, as Maria was saying there. You can upload your photo along with the GPS coordinates of where you found it. And submissions are being accepted until the 31st of August. So you've got the whole summer to go fossil hunting. And we will put all of those links on our own website. My guest is Professor Maria McNamara of University College Cork. Maria, many thanks indeed for joining us.
Thank you, Miles.
That's all we've time for on this evening's programme. Details of all our items as well as podcasts are available on our website, rte.ie/historyshow. My thanks tonight to Liam Mullen on sound and our researcher Ian Kennelly. The History Show is a Pegasus production for RTE. For now, from me, Miles Dungan, and producer Lorcan Clancy, goodbye and thanks for listening.